You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Our next guest has a big idea for the northern part of our state, as well as Minnesota, one that could spur economic development and maybe start some arguments between Packers and Vikings fans. His idea? Bring a professional football team to the Duluth Superior area.
While some people might dismiss that idea outright, he says it's not as far out as you might think, and he's going forward with the blessing of the Proctor, Minnesota City Council with an exploration of how it could be done and what it would mean for the Twin Ports region.
Joining us now is Travis White. He's a member of the Proctor City Council. Travis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So what led you to explore the possibility of bringing an NFL team to the Twin Ports area?
Well, it really started back probably when I must have been about 25 years ago. I was down at Lambeau Field. It was the first football game I had ever gone to, professional football-wise, and I came across, going through the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, you start looking at the history, and I'm a history buff, so I love the past, and I seen that, Duluth had a professional NFL team, and as a young kid, it was pretty amazing, and that's always stuck in my head. And over the last few years, there was a lot of talk in Minnesota about what kind, should the Vikings have an indoor stadium, outdoor stadium, when they were talking about building the new stadium. And that got me, once they decided to go with an indoor stadium, it got me thinking, man, how nice would it have been if the Duluth Eskimos still had played up here and we had an outdoor stadium, because there was a lot of talk between Viking fans about whether or not it should be indoor and outdoor. And me personally, like I said, going to Lambeau Field, I love the outdoors, and I love outdoor football. So I was, it got me thinking about it and talking with my friends and, what would be the obstacles that I would need to overcome to convince an investor to bring a team up here. So I started making a list, is there a market for it? Are there consumers for the product? These are things that a business owner would want to know. Would it be successful? So I had to start thinking in terms of, could I convince a potential owner that it could work up here? And that's kind of where it started.
Travis, let's pick up that point. Do you think there's enough of a market? I mean, Green Bay is thought of already as a pretty small market to have a football team. Do you think Duluth, Superior, the surrounding area, the coastline of Lake Superior can support a football team? Is the crowd there?
I think there is. I think it would have to be more than just Twin Ports market. A team would have to market itself to a larger area than just Duluth, Superior, Proctor, Hermantown. It would have to, if you look at the main, the biggest areas of fan base for NFL teams, you have Colorado, which is the Denver Broncos, Texas, which is primarily Dallas Cowboys, and Seattle and Minnesota are the top four, because Minnesota's fan base runs through North Dakota, half of South Dakota, out into part of Montana, all of Minnesota. It has a wide, huge fan base. I mean, it stretches out because they don't have teams out there. So we could market a team to the northern half of Minnesota, northern half of Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula, southern Ontario, North Dakota. But it would have to, if you're looking at can a team be successful, I don't believe an NFC team up here could be, because you're not going to rip Viking fans away from the Vikings up here, and you're not going to rip Packer fans away. But if you bring an AFC team up in this area where now you can root for the Packers and this team that would be up here, and you can also be a Viking fan and an Eskimos fan or whatever it would be called. So you can tap into an already established football fan base. I did an interview a couple weeks back, and one of the hosts was a Miami Dolphins fan. He was from Florida. But he also rooted for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they were in the AFC and the NFC. So there is that aspect of where you can market an AFC team up here, especially if you get an NFL outdoor stadium where it contrasts with that of the indoor metro, Viking stadium.
And I saw, Travis, you did an interview with the CBC, the Canadian network. Do you think bringing a Canadian audience on board would be part of the selling point here?
Yeah, definitely. I received a lot of positive feedback from Thunder Bay. I did two two interviews up there. One was with a music station. One was with CBC. They are really supportive of it because for them to be able to go to the closest NFL games they could go to are Vikings or Packers, depending on which way you come, you know, across the border. But having a team up here, it's only, you know, a couple-hour drive, similar to what we would do for to go down and watch the Vikings.
Talking to Travis White, member of the Proctor, Minnesota City Council, about his idea to bring a pro football team, a real NFL franchise, to northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, somewhere in the Duluth Superior region. So what would this do for economic development up in your neck of the woods there?
Well, if you look back, if you go back to the 20s when Duluth had a team, Duluth's population was over 100,000. Green Bay's population was about 30,000. Well, now you see Green Bay has bloomed up to, you know, over 100,000. Duluth has dropped down to 85,000. So we're kind of going in the wrong direction. I know it's not all directly tied to NFL teams, but it definitely has, you know, the potential. It'll bring in, you know, tourism. People will be coming here from all over the northern half of, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Upper Peninsula, coming down from Canada, North Dakota. It would bring in a lot of tourism money. Plus, most owners of NFL teams, they have other business ventures beyond just owning an NFL team. If you look at the Wilfs, who own the Vikings, they originally were looking at Arden Hills because they had wanted to expand beyond with their real estate development. You get an owner who looks at the area up here that can be developed. Now you're creating jobs. You're bringing in more businesses. You're bringing in tourism. You've got a stadium that can hold other events, whether it's concerts or what have you. It brings in a lot of economic benefits if a team were to come up here.
So there aren't a lot of prospects for new NFL teams being created, but teams move sometimes. I guess a few are interested in L.A. If they don't make it to Los Angeles, what could you do to sweeten the deal for a team to come to the Twin Ports region?
Well, that was part of what I was thinking is, well, how, you know, what do I need to do to convince someone that it would work up here, that it would be successful? And, you know, there's land all over the place up here that could be used for stadiums. You look at Bloomington back in the 50s, they built Metropolitan Stadium in 1956. At that point, they had only had 9,900 residents in the township of Bloomington. By 1961, the Twins played there and the Vikings played at Metropolitan. By 1970, their population had moved up to 81,000 residents. So they went from 9,900 to 81,000 because people were coming in now. You know, it's definitely something that I think would bring people up here, families. You know, people would move to this area because jobs would start being created up here, businesses would start coming in.
We heard from Karen on Facebook who says, how about a pro hockey team in Wisconsin instead? We don't have one in the state. Might that not be a more natural fit, especially given the weather up there?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. That's part of I have this major plan and vision for this area, and it involves the NFL, the NHL, and minor league baseball.
Wow. And
when I was thinking about, well, which avenue do I go down first, the most logical would have been like minor league baseball, but I wouldn't have gotten the feedback that I got by introducing the NFL resolutions first. But I do have those are the three things that I would like to see come here. You look at the NHL, the lowest attended NHL team is the Phoenix Coyotes, and they bring in 13,000 to every game, where the Minnesota Wild bring in 18,000. Well, if you look at the history of the NHL and hockey in general in the northern half of Minnesota and Wisconsin, it's huge. And I know we would have no problem bringing in 15,000, you know, fans to an NHL game up here. I'm working on the resolutions for that as we speak, and I do plan on introducing those coming up. I'm just trying to build my resolutions. But you look at minor league baseball, the Twins affiliate, the AA affiliate in Chattanooga, Tennessee, brings in about 2,800 fans to each game. Well, we have the Duluth Huskies up here that bring in about 1,100. Well, I know we can match the 2,800, if not more, because you're going to get a lot of Twins fans coming from the cities to watch the prospects play. Or if they happen to be heading up north, they'll want to check out games. So it's going to bring in more tourism. But, yeah, that's my plan, is to focus on all three. Whichever one happens first, it's irrelevant. It's just a matter, I want to see all three. That's my goal.
Well, keying in on the NFL here, Travis, we're going to open this up to our callers in a few minutes, by the way, at 800-642-1234. But, the Vikings have their hardcore fans, the Packers more so. Even if this is in the AFC, do you think there's enough people in the area who are going to make room in their hearts for another football team to follow?
Yeah, I think they will, because when you look at the amount of money, I'm a father, my wife and I, we have four children. It costs about $800 for us to drive down to a Vikings game, between tickets, gas, food in the morning, lunchtime, concessions. It's about an $800 bill for us to go to a Viking game. And that's not including spending the night down there. It would be even higher. And it's even more if we go to a Packer game. But if you have people up here who don't have to spend $800 and they only have to spend $300, they're going to start coming here. There's a northern-southern divide in Minnesota, and I'm from Wisconsin, and I noticed it being a northern Wisconsin resident too, of there's that northern pride aspect of us versus them when it comes to dealing with the southern metro areas. You look at high school hockey, which is probably the biggest sport up here, is hockey. We had three teams in the state championships. We had Duluth East in AA Minnesota. We had Hermantown in single A Minnesota. And you had Superior in the Wisconsin state title. And we all rally behind them when they go down and play at state, because they're from up here. It's you're going to have people up here, especially if it's an AFC team, who will, they'll bleed purple and gold for the Vikings and green and gold for the Packers. But, they're going to feel like this is their team up here.
Travis, so, I got to ask. I want to ask before we let you go, Travis, and get to our callers. I saw you in a Duluth sweatshirt for the old Duluth football team. Is somebody selling those, or did you have that made up special?
They're online. You can get, there's a lot of Eskimos gear. There's a place in Texas that makes Eskimos hats, shirts, what have you. I met a guy in Proctor here who came up to me and said that his son had found an old Duluth Eskimos T-shirt at a flea market in Hawaii a while back, and I thought that was pretty neat, because I didn't even realize that they had made, T-shirts and stuff in the past. So, but yeah, I found it online.
Travis, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about this.
That's Travis White of the Proctor, Minnesota City Council, joining us to talk about how he's exploring the idea of trying to bring an NFL team to the Duluth Superior area.
And now I've got a question for you. Well, let's say a new NFL team does come to the Twin Ports, be it in Minnesota or Wisconsin. With Packer and Viking loyalty running deep, could you be convinced to root for this new team? Is there room in your heart for two teams? And if you live in northern Wisconsin, would you adopt the team as your own? Give us a call at 800-642-1234.
We're taking your calls now at 800-642-1234 on the idea of bringing a new NFL team to the Duluth Superior area. And if you're a football fan, is there room in your heart for a new team in the region? Could you pull for them?
Maybe we're doing a little thought experiment now about this.
Yep, you can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We just heard from Travis White of the Proctor, Minnesota City Council. He's making the case. Bring a team to the Twin Ports region, an NFL real-life pro football team. So it's another team. There's the Vikings, the Packers, and a team to be named later.
This is still an idea in the very, very early planning stage. Like I said, a little bit of a thought experiment. So what would it be like if there were a third NFL team between Wisconsin or Minnesota, somewhere in the northern area? How would that make you feel? Would you root for them? Could you make room in your heart for one more pro NFL team? Or would you rather see that team go somewhere else? would that tear apart the delicate balance of the universe held together by the Packers and the Vikings? Would you switch your team affiliation, your loyalty? Lots to talk about here. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
To our callers now, Scott is with us in Green Bay. Scott, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just would be completely aghast with the concept of spending that half $1 billion for a new stadium that would cost for you that, what, 10 times in a year? That's a bad idea.
All right, you're okay just keeping the Packers and not a new team between them and the Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, it's more we're stuck with the cost of paying a 0.5% more Tony tax to not get any events at Lambeau like they promised, but I think that would be a bad idea.
All right, Scott, thanks a lot for the call.
And we go next to Steve joining us in Eau Claire. Hey, Steve.
Hey, yeah, great topic. Initially, I thought it was crazy because, you know, NFL team in an even smaller market than Green Bay, no way. But when he mentioned that it was going to be an AFC team, that kind of turned the tables for me because I don't typically cheer for AFC teams, and I don't think people around here do. I think that's it's a open market. You know, I think it's a great idea.
And Steve, let me ask. I mean, you're in Eau Claire. I could see you going either way, Packers or Vikings there. Which side of that divide are you on, and could you root for them and a Wisconsin or Minnesota-based AFC team?
Well, I've got a Packer G tattooed on my arm, so that might tell
that
you
answers that. Okay,
about that. But yeah, if they brought in an AFC team, honestly, I would have. It's exciting to me. I love the NFL, and the more teams that I could cheer for, the more I would like the NFL. And it really never occurred to me, and I just think it's a great idea. It's a great brainstorm idea. I'm not sure if it has legs, but I would love to see it pursued.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts, Steve. And we're going to go next to Bob in Franklin. Bob, hi.
Hi. I think it's a good idea, but it seems that these professional teams need hundreds of millions of dollars from the community in order to stay in a city or to go to a city. Would that happen in a place like Superior and Duluth?
All right, you're worried about the revenue stream going in there. But if we put that aside, what about the issue of just having another pro football team, an AFC team? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it'd be fun, sure.
After all, winters are long in Wisconsin.
I'm still a Packer fan, though.
Gotcha. Packers are first in your heart. Thanks a lot, Bob.
We'll go now to David with us in Madison. David, hi.
Hi, how's it going today?
Good. What do you think, David?
Good. I just think it's pretty ridiculous, honestly, to have the idea of another NFL team up here. I mean, it's hard enough to have people come to games where I think they have a really hard time accommodating, like, travelers from out of town and stuff with, like, Green Bay. Minnesota, I think they have a little bit better with, like, the Twin Cities area. But I just think that Superior, I mean, with the weather that they get up there, the snow, the precip, like people traveling in and out, that would just be way too hard on the area. I think it'd be cool, but I just don't think there's any feasible way for it to happen.
Gotcha, David. Thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. We heard from a guest just a little while ago saying, hey, let's bring an NFL team to the Duluth Superior area. We're asking you, is there room in your heart as a football fan for another team? Could you root for them and the Packers? Or if you're on that side of the border, that side of the fence, them and the Vikings, especially if they're in the AFC. 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Now, we have a listener who emailed and said, from a financial or business viability standpoint, the idea can be described in one word, fanciful.
All right. Thanks for that. It may be a long shot. It's kind of a thought experiment, too, wondering if you would go for it, if you could pick a team to root for at 800-642-1234. We've got Brady on the air now. Brady, hi. You're on the air.
I just think it's kind of far-fetched to try to get an NFL team, another one in this area, considering that Los Angeles doesn't have an NFL team. And that's a pretty big market area there.
I don't know. I think Duluth Superior is competing with Los Angeles for a lot of things. Film industry. Oh, no, wait. But Brady, if we could do it. Could you? Would you root for the new team? Just as maybe because it's a long shot, the little guy.
No. Packers through and through.
Yeah. Nothing's going to bump the Packers aside. Brady, thank you so much for that call.
Wait, what if Brett Favre came out of retirement and played for the new team? Would that be good or bad?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't played in a few years. I mean, that would bring people to see the first game anyway. I'll say that.
Get some publicity.
Exactly. Time for one more quick call. Tom in Madison. Tom, hi.
Hey,
you're on the air.
Listen, I grew up in Chicago, and I noticed even back then, the White Sox were threatening to leave Chicago unless they came up with another facility for them to play in.
All right. Thanks a lot. And more coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.